From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. An expert on hate groups is speaking at New College of Florida Thursday. Before her talk, she took time to chat with WGCU's Topher Voorhees about the state of hate groups across the country and in Florida.
Heidi Byrick is the director of the Southern Poverty Law Center's Intelligence Project. The project's purpose is to track hate and anti-government groups across the country. She says every year, the project is looking at as many as 2,500 groups. So, Heidi, what counts as a hate group?
When it comes to hate groups, what we're looking for is, does the organization put out ideological material, basically propaganda, either it's leaders or on its websites or however, that condemns an entire other group of people for who they are? Let me give you an example. We list the Nation of Islam as a black hate group because in their theology they say that all whites, and the key word is all whites are blue-eyed devils. So they're demonizing an entire group of people. That's going to get you on our list. Obviously, if you're a neo-Nazi and you believe that all Jews should be killed, exterminated, however you put it, that's going to get you on our list. Most of the groups on our list are of the white supremacist variety of some sort.
Across the country, what sort of trends are you seeing with hate groups?
Well, I mean, the biggest trend that we've seen over the last decade and a half, since 2000, is that the number of hate groups basically doubled in that time period. There was a very sharp reaction from white supremacists in 2000 when the Census Bureau announced that in 2042, whites would no longer be the dominant population in the country, no longer be a majority. You can imagine if you're a white supremacist, that's terrifying to you. You know, Obama was elected, the first African-American in the White House. That had an effect on rising the ranks of extremists like this. The bad economy added to it. So the basic trend has been up, up, up in the number of these groups.
And what does it look like in Southwest Florida right now in terms of these extreme organizations?
Well, Florida has always, you know, a good number of hate groups in the state. But that is not because there's something special about Florida, really. It's rather the large population. So right now there are 58 hate groups in Florida. I think last year there were like 62. And it's been about that number for some time. Florida is an active place for neo-Nazis in particular. And there have long been active neo-Nazi and skinhead groups in Central Florida and in South Florida, where the largest hate site of the web is actually run out of West Palm Beach, which that's something unique to Florida.
Why do you think Florida has this sort of high demographic of neo-Nazis?
Well, I think one of the things that happened in Florida is that when the Stormfront website moved into West Palm Beach, it brought with them a lot of, you know, sort of followers. And so that is one thing that, you know, Florida unfortunately has to suffer from. The other thing is that a couple just major leaders of hate groups at one point in time decided to relocate into the Central Florida area. I'm thinking of David Lynch of the American Front, for example. And when that happens, whatever state they decide to move to, their hangers-on tend to relocate there as well. So it's not so much that Florida had done anything, it's that Florida's good weather was probably seen as a good place for these groups' leaders to go, and then their followers trailed along with them.
Snowbirds of all stripes.
That's exactly right. Yes, these are neo-Nazi snowbirds.
And something that I saw in this area that I was wondering maybe you might be able to speak to a little bit about it, there was a local group, and I saw this on our NBC2 affiliate down here. People were finding flyers and bags of candy on their driveways in North Fort Myers and Cape Coral, and they were flyers for, I think they said, join the Klan, and they were KKK flyers, but they were flyers for a group that was based out of Missouri. Is that a strategy that you see, these sort of wide-reaching recruitment methods?
Yeah, well, in the last year, Klan groups, in particular the loyal white knights of the Ku Klux Klan, because there's many factions of them, Klan groups have been aggressively recruiting in exactly the manner you're talking about, putting flyers decrying, you know, multiculturalism, gay marriage, all kinds of things, into newspapers, into candy bags, into little baggies of various sorts, and just flinging them around. There have literally been, I mean, dozens and dozens of incidents all across the country. So this has been a strategy of certain Klan groups in the last year to try to capitalize on the things that are in the news by attracting new followers. As you can imagine, it tends not to be a very successful recruitment strategy. What it does do is very much upset the residents who get the hate literature.
Thank you for doing this, Heidi.
All right. You take care.
Heidi Byrick is the director of the Southern Poverty Law Center's Intelligence Project. She is speaking at New College of Florida at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, February 19th. Topher Forges, WGCU News.